Thank you very much, Mr. President. And I'm wearing many hats today, but this intervention has been delivered in my national capacity. So first, I wish to thank the director for her presentation and the Community Division for the work being done and the support to member states. I would in particular like to highlight the project which looks at building capacity in Eastern Caribbean countries and CARICOM with a particular focus on services. The issue of climate change is an important one for Jamaica, as we're a small and developing state, and we continue to experience the devastating impact of climate change. We therefore welcome the proposed planned activity for 2025. In paragraph 12.56, it is noted that a sub-program will be undertaking an NDC mapping and developed an integrated methodology. And we wondered if this would be done in consultations with other international organizations and stakeholders, given the cross-cutting nature of this issue and the importance, of course, to smaller and developing states like Jamaica. Indonesia would have already raised the question pertaining to the platform, so thank you, Director, for your explanation. And turning to the table in paragraph 12.58, first, on the publication, you would have explained what will contribute to the reducing numbers. So I'll move to on point 29, trade services and international trading system and the creative economy. It is noted that the number has decreased from 6 over the 2023 to just 3. So would welcome some explanation given the importance again of services and the creative economy to my delegation. And I think earlier when we opened, the EU would have alluded to the capturing of upcoming preparatory meetings under sub-program 2, and I wondered if there's any plans or consideration for the meetings and efforts related to UNCTAD 16. So just to replace those for consideration. Thanks, Mr. President.